性、敬意、爱主你的神。
This is the great and foremost commandment.
这是诫命中第一，却是最大的。
The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and prophets.
其次也相反，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
And then in John 21,
接下来是约翰福音第二十一章。
John 21,
约翰福音二十一章。
Verse 15,
第十五节。
So when they had finished breakfast, he said to Simon Peter, Simon, son, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know I love you. He said to him, Tend my lambs.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
He said, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said, Shepherd my sheep.
他说，你知道主啊，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time,Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的。你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
As we were about to finish the Lord's table,
饼杯的要结束的时候，
there was an emphasis in song and in prayer regarding coming into the Lord's rest.
在我们祷告聚集当中，有一个重点，就是来到主的安息的里面。
The Lord's table represents the element of rest that we find in Christ.
在主的饼杯桌子面前，其中一个重要的点，就是我们要在主耶稣基督里面得享安息。
And all through the Bible we see, starting with the altars that were erected, even in the beginning, by the patriarchs, that they come into this place of worship and rest in the Lord.
在整本圣经当中，甚至在旧约当中，我们的先祖总是借以祭坛，及至祭坛来到主的面前，神的面前。
In order to enjoy the rest and peace and the fullness of the Lord,
为了要在主完全的安息和完全的丰富和完喜乐。
In order in His presence,
为了来到主的面前。
And to personally experience even right now that peace and rest.
为了要经历你个人的救主，经历个人的平安喜乐和安息，甚至现在的时候。
Our whole being, our soul particularly, must be at rest.
我们整个人都要处在一个完全安息的状态。
Our minds can be very active.
我们的思想可能一直在活跃。
thinking of yesterday, thinking already of tomorrow.
想着昨天发生的事儿和明天将要发生的事儿。
Our emotions can be like a yo-yo going up and down.
我们的情感就像那个悠悠一样，上上下下起伏。
But the Lord wants to meet us this morning.
但是主召聚我们在他的脚前。
He wants to reveal a very final principle for 2012.
他在2012年要向我们启示一个非常重要的信息。
Let's just ask the Lord to quiet by His mercy.
让我们来求主在他的恩典里面恳求他安静我们的心
Each one of us might hear what it is that he has for us
让我们安静下来祈求主让我们知道主要对我们讲什么
Father we are thankful again for inviting us around your table
主耶稣我们赞美感谢你天父谢谢你 把饼杯桌子赐给我们
We're thankful, Father, that you have given us this place where we can come corporately into your rest.
天父感谢你让我们可以作为一个教会一同来到你的脚前独享安息
And remember Jesus as the only answer for this coming year.
让我们知道主耶稣是我们将要来的新一年里所有问题的答案
The answer to every single one of our problems.
主耶稣是我们所有问题的答案。
And all the confusion of life.
在我们生命当中所有的问题和所有的混乱里，耶稣是我们唯一的答案。
Come into our midst.
到我们中间。
Speak.
讲，要讲你要讲的话。
And give us hearing ears.
给我们爱听的耳朵。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. We just read a very interesting passage in Matthew 22.
在马太福音二十二章里面，我们有一个很有趣的信息。
Here, in a couple of brief sentences, Jesus sums up.Virtually the whole Old Testament.
在这个经节里面，主耶稣用这简短的话语来总结了整本圣经。
For when asked, what is the number one thing that we must consider?
就有人他说，在这一切的事情当中最重要的是哪一个？
Jesus simply took the disciples to the Old Testament and said,Remember the first commandment.
主耶稣就把他的使徒带到了旧约当中，让他们看见诫命中最大的一条。
And those first four commandments in Exodus 20 are summed up in this little phrase, "Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind."
在旧约出埃及记的时候，主耶稣启示给摩西的十诫里面。就由这一句总结了所有的诫命。
And the commandments of five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten have to do with loving our neighbor.
在诫命五六七八十有都是在讲我们要爱人如己。
And who is our neighbor?
谁是我们需要爱的呢？
Well, it begins with those we live with.
首先就是跟我们居住在一起的人。
And like today, those who we meet with.
还有就是跟我们在一起聚集的人。
And then it moves out from there to those that we work with and that we go to school with.
再往延伸一下，就包括我们一起工作的人和我们一起上学的人。
So this morning we'd like to consider just this thought.That Jesus, or that Jesus asked Peter.
今天我们就再看一下这个里面的章节，就是耶稣问彼得。
Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我吗
？Love is the goal that really holds the whole Bible together.
爱就像胶水一样把整本圣经联系在一起。
We see that this was the thing in the Lord that set him apart.
这个爱把主与所有其他的都分别出来，让他是这样的与众不同。
This word love originates in the Godhead, and God said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son."
这起初就是从圣经当中是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生爱子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
If I had just a few minutes with any one of you one-on-one, and we were to talk about 2012,
如果我有机会与你任何一个人面对面单独的谈一谈关于2012年
，I would want to fellowship on this question that the Lord asked: Do we love Him?
我就想跟你交通一下，你是不是要思想？这个问题就是我们到底爱不爱主。
Reality, this is the only reason the Lord is going to give us a new, if He does give us a new year.
其实在实际上主为什么给我们一个新年就是在于这个，如果他给我们一个新年
的话， The only reason the Lord gave us 2011.
唯一主让我们活到2011年这一年
was to exercise us in this area.Do we love Him?
就是让我们操练在这一点上，看我们是不是爱主。
It takes God a lifetime, often, to make this a reality in our lives.
主要花很久的时间，来让我们训练我们在这一点上面能够爱他。
Many here have already been saved for a number of years.
在座的有许多人已经得救了许多年。
Our brother here, my good friend, born in China, some 83 plus years ago.
我的好朋友坐在这位是出生在中国，他现在超过八十岁了。
And saved for over 70 of those years.
他得救已经七十多年了。
He would be the first to stand up and say, right now, the Lord is teaching me to love Him more.
他甚至可以成为第一个人见证说，主还在继续教我怎么样更爱他。
Yes, he was baptized by watching me.
他是被尼托生弟兄受浸的。
But that baptism did not.Increase his love for the Lord. Maybe not even in more depth.
但是被尼托生弟兄受浸，不代表着他就能够爱主更多。
No, like Moses, like Jacob, God gives us time to come into the reality of this question that He asked Peter.
像和雅各所经历的一样，主带领我们。到这个问题前面，就像他问彼得的，你是不是爱我？
We all have many other things in our life that are very important to us.
在我们生命当中，许多的事情对我们来说非常的重要。
So, how do we come into this reality of answering positively, yes, we love you first and foremost?
所以我们怎么样才能回答这个问题？坚定地说，主啊，我爱你，我爱你最深，你是我的第一。
What does it mean to have a total devotion to one person above all else?
把主当作你世界你唯一最主要的，意味着什么呢
？One loyalty.
第一点就是你要忠诚。
The Lord Jesus Christ, all and in all.
主耶稣，让主耶稣成为你的全部。
No idols.
你的心里不应该有任何的偶像。
With a group like this, I must explain that statement.
像我们这样的聚集，我想再延伸一下我所说的。
Because many of you are used to idols being in the home.
有许多人，你们认为所偶像就是在家里陈列的偶像。
Parents, grandparents, many even today might have idols in their home, little statues.
我所说的在家里的陈列的偶像，就包括父亲，还有祖父母，在家里都有偶像。
But God's understanding and meaning of idolatry is much greater than often our concept.
但是神所立的偶像的定义比我们所能理解的偶像要大。
Anytime we take something that is of heaven,
任何我们把属天的东西，
it might be ministry.
属天的包括我们的侍奉，
it might be a gifting.
或者神所赐给我们的恩赐。
It might be sisters and you brothers who make a dish for today.
甚至说弟兄姊妹今天为主日聚会所预备的饭食。
And God has motivated you to make a dish.
主来感动你来做一个饭食。
And God has provided the ingredients to put in the dish.
主为你预备着所有做饭所需要的。
And God has given you the mind to make that dish savory and good.
主给你你所需要的，使你所做的菜非常的好吃可口。
It's all God.
这全是神所做的。
But we bring it down to this earth.
但我们把这些属神的、属天的降到属地的。
And making a dish Sunday can be an idol.
所以说，如果我们哪怕是在主日在饭食上的服侍，我们就可以让它成为我们的偶像。
The responsibility of teaching the children, leading the discussion, oh how many times we bring it down and we work this thing through our mind and it becomes our presentation rather than God's, rather than the Holy Spirit.
有许多时候包括我们的责任，我们教养小孩，或者我们带茶经，在这一切的事情当中，我们都有很多的思索和寻求。但当我们来表现着时候的时候，我们就会认为这是我们自己手里的工作。
Can I say that much?
Yes.
Okay. Idolatry can be very, very subtle.
拜偶像这件事情可以是特别的。巧妙、精细、细小。
See, we can take something and we can begin to fashion it. We can put our eyes, our mouth on it, our arms and feet, something that was heavenly, and we brought it down.
我们可以把这个偶像的事情当做一件事情，用我们自己的思想去对待它，然后用我们自己的方式，我们的手去对待它，然后把一个属天的事情可以带到属地的地位。
Instead of ministering to the Lord and for Him to get the glory, we minister to ourselves, from ourselves, and the glory is ours.
这样主就没有得着他应该得的荣耀，而是我们得了抢夺了神的荣耀，为我们自己做这些事情。
Brothers and sisters, who is the one who says to you and I this morning, "Do you love me?"
弟兄姊妹，是哪一位今天早晨来问我们，你爱我吗？
This isn't a great teacher.
这是一个伟大的老师夫子。
And Jesus was a great.
主耶稣是一个伟大的夫子。
This isn't some political leader.
这里有一群传说政治方面的人。
But Jesus is the King of Kings.
主耶稣是万王之王。
First of all, this is God.
首先，他是我们的神。
And His Son, the Son of God.
还有神的儿子。
Who is saying to us this morning, "Do you love me?"
他就在这里今天早晨问我们，你爱我吗？
Are you consumed with me? With me?
你一切的中心是在我身上吗？
Am I the most important thought in your life?
我是你生命中 最重要的信息呢？
Or are there other gods in your life?
还是你生命当中有其他的？
It can be work.
也可能是你的工作。
It can be family.
也可以的家庭。
It can be plans, your plans.
也许是你的计划，你对未来的打算。
It can be children.
也可能是你的孩子。
Or it can be that career, that profession.
也许是你的成就工业工作。
All through the week occupies our life, morning and night.
每一个礼拜从早到晚来占据你的思维。
But it is God who says, Do you love me?
但是是神在问你，你爱我吗？
This God, this Christ is the creator who is asking this question.
这位问你的神基督是创造世界的创造者。
This God, this Creator, who's responsible for, as far as we can count right now, 170 trillion galaxies.
这位创造宇宙万有的神，他创造了1,700兆个星系。
9,000 species of birds.
900种鸟类。
All reflecting His glory.
所有这一切来彰显他的荣耀。
And yet from us, his enemy, his fallen people, he says, Do you love me?
但是从我们这些堕落的与他为敌的人身上，他来问我，问我们，你爱我吗？
The one who asks this question is our Redeemer.
问我们这个问题的人是我们的救赎主。
Not only forgiven us of our sins, which is a great thing.
他不仅饶恕我们一切的罪孽，这当然是很重要的。
But the one who gives resurrection life.
而且给我们复活的生命。
No more guilt.
不再有定罪。
This is the one who is asking.
是这样的一位来问我们。
Majestic one.
是蛮有荣耀的。
All nations will bow.
所有受造之物都应该向他屈膝拜。
And what the Lord wants, and sisters, even right now, while we have breath, to come into that reality.
甚至当我们呼吸的时候，我们就来到这一个现实问题前面。
To love Him with our entire heart.
就是用我们的全心来爱他。
He will get our affection.
他会得到我们的爱慕。
Often through pain.
经常的时候是经过一些的试炼。
Much of the suffering, brothers and sisters, that we go through, particularly when we're young in the Lord, is because our hearts are hard, our necks are stiff.
许多在我们还在年轻的都是刚得救的时候所遇见的试探，都是因为我们的心硬，我们的颈项是硬的。
And when something is hard, in order to break it, it takes what? A hammer.
如果有一个东西很硬，你想要把它击碎，你就要有一个锤。
The Lord doesn't want a hammer.
我们的主不想用锤子。
He wants to be able to use His staff in a tender way.
他想用他的杖来慈爱的管教我们。
Now.We do always need that rod and that staff there to keep us in line.
我们所有的人都需要这个杖、这个杆来引导我们。
We have a fallen nature.
我们内心就有一个堕落的本性。
We are prone to wander.
我们经常会迷失。
But when the sheep start heading in the narrow path, the straight path that we have that's set before us.
当我们这群羊要走入这一条窄路，这条窄路就是在我们面前的这条路的时候。
The shepherd no longer has to strike animal, harshness with pressure.
这个牧羊人就不用使劲的，用这个杖来打。
The author of the song the sister suffered much during her life.
在我们刚才唱的那首诗里面，作词的姊妹真的经过了许多的试炼。
But it was the very thing that kept her on that narrow path.
但是就是这些使她能够坚定地走在这条窄路上。
She rejoiced in that suffering.
她在这个试炼中可以有大喜乐。
She saw how it increased her love and her dependence upon the Lord.
其实这些试炼，她可以经历主，能够更加地倚靠主。
It was something not to murmur against.
不是说你要抱怨。
To be with God, God, why did you let this happen?
不是说对主说，主啊，什么要对让这些事情临到我。
Everything, brothers and sisters, that is happening on the face of this globe, even today, is the mercy of the Lord to bring us to first love.
在这个地上的所有的事情，主耶稣都想让我们经历，并且把我们带到这个起初的爱当中。
All the natural disasters,
包括这一切的自然灾害。
All the wars,
这些战争。
All the infighting in families.
还有比如说家里的争斗
Even in the fellowship, the division and all the schisms
包括聚会里面的纷争和猜忌
God allows these things
主允许这些事情发生
To show us that we cannot go through life on our own
让我们知道我们不能凭着自己的生命来走这条道路
It's not in us to naturally love the Lord.
我们凭着己的生命，自然的生命，不可能爱。
And why is that?
这是什么意思呢？
Because we have such a great love of ourselves.
因为我们太爱自己了。
Why should we answer this call of loving the Lord?
为什么我们要听这个呼召，来爱主耶稣呢？
Why should we make this of importance?
为什么这件事情这样重要呢?
Well, a simple Sunday school answer was because God said so.
这个问题很简单，是因为主这样命令我们。
1 John 4:19 it says, "We love Him because He first loved us."
约翰一书第一章十九节说，我们爱神是因为他先爱了我们。
Brothers and sisters, we can return love to Him because, number two, He is the faithful one.
弟兄姊妹们，我们之所以可以爱神的原因是因为他是信实的。
When I think of the faithful one, I think always of Psalm 89 because it mentions the word faithful so often.
当我想到神的信实的时候，我就经常想到诗篇八十九节，八十九篇，因为里面讲到了许多关于神、关乎神的信实。
Verse one, I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever. To all generations, I will make known thy faithfulness with my mouth.
第一节，我要歌唱耶和华的慈爱，直到永远。我要用口将你的信实传于万代。
Verse 2, For I have said, Loving kindness will be built up forever. In the heavens, thou wilt establish thy faithfulness.
第二节，因我曾说，你的慈悲必建立到永远，你的信实必坚立在天上。
Verse 16. Verse 24. Verse 28. Verse 33. Very interesting verse here in 36 and 37. His descendants shall endure forever, and his throne, speaking of David, as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, and the witness in the sky.Is faithful.
第三十六和三十七节非常的有意义，说到他的后裔要存到永远，他的宝座在我面前如日之恒一般， 又如月亮永远坚立，如天上确实的见证。
The witness in the sky is one thing, the moon.
天上的见证什么？月亮。
How many of you like to the beach?
多少人去海滩呢？
I don't know too many people that do not enjoy the ocean.
我知道没有几个人不喜欢去到海边玩的。
I never go to the ocean or the beach without observing the tide.
我到海滩上去，去休闲的时候，我总是要注意这个海潮。
The consistency of the tide.
就是海潮的一贯性。
You can take a tide book for 2015, 5 years, 3-4 years from now, and to the minute you can tell the ebb and the flow of the tide.
你可以拿一本关于海潮的书，它会告诉你2015年，就是两三年之后到现在这个潮起潮落的时间。
This is God's finger work.
这是神手指所造的工作。
How much more concerned is he about you and I, the tide?
那他更加，他甚至和爱你和我比这个更注意海潮呢？
There's nothing in nature that we cannot look at and see not only the heart, but also the footprint and the handprint of God.
在这个世界万有当中，我们可以处处寻觅到神创造的痕迹。
But those things are just window dressing. Those are things just for us to enjoy.
但这所有的一切只是就像外表上看见的，让我们可以看到、领会、享受。
Brothers and sisters, the issue this morning, as far as God is concerned, is not Niagara Falls, not the Atlantic Ocean. It is your and my heart.
但是今天早晨这件事情不是关于这自然界的这些海啊这些事情，而是关于你在神的心里，我们的心思是什么样的。
Where are the affections of our heart?
我们的心中恋慕的是什么？
How can we love him?
我们怎么才能爱他呢？
I thinkIt is in every born again believer, and I look around and I think most of you are born again, been born from above.
我们在座的许多，我注意一下，都是从天而重生的新的生命。
There is something in us that wants to reciprocate. God loves us, wants to love him back.
在我们心中都有一个这样的回应，就是既然神这样爱我们，我们就应该去回应神的爱，来爱他。
But how does it work?
但是怎么样才能有这样的反应呢？
How is it going to be a reality with each one of us?
怎么样才能使这个成为实际呢？
Well, we start with one very important thought.
我们有这样一个重要的想法。
I wake up with this in the morning.
我早晨起来便想的就是这个。
I can't in myself.
就我本身来说，我是毫无能力。
There is nothing in this Christian walk, none of the requirements of God's word you and I can live up to.
在这个基督徒的属灵生命这个成长旅途当中，没有一点我们可以活出来的。
As we said at the outset, if we do, it's an idol.
就像我们说的，如果我们去做的话，那可能就成为偶像。
I try to improve.
我想要试图的改变自己。
I am going to learn something Friday night at the Bible study, and I'm going to get it in my brain, and now I'm going to try and practice this with my wife, with my husband.
那我到礼拜五的查经聚会当中得着了几句经文，我就会努力地把它记在我的脑海里，然后我就开始练习与我的和家人练习。
Wrong.
如果你有这样打的话，那你就大错特错了。
There is nothing in our being, no zeal, no excitement, no learning that can love the Lord.
在我们内心中没有一点良善，没有一点的热情，没有一点可以带到主面前的。
Only Christ and His love indwelling in us.
只有主耶稣基督的爱在我们的里面。
Shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit, Romans 5:5.
罗马书第五章第五节说，藉着圣灵，神已经把耶稣的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
That verse shows us there is hope.
从这句经节里面，我们就知道我们是蛮有希望的。
And the hope is what?
这个希望是什么呢？
That God, by the Holy Spirit, sheds Christ's love in us.
这个希望就是藉着圣灵把的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
And brothers and sisters, we need to get prayer of that song 224, first and second verse, every day in our heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我们应该藉着祷告来看我们刚才唱的第224首诗的第一和第二节。
By faith, believe, God will put it in us.
藉着信心，我们就相信神一定做成他的功。
It is His will.
这是他的意愿。
Many times we pray prayers and we, I wonder if this is God's will or if this is my will. This is one time, it is God's will.
有的时候你祷告的时候你会疑惑，这到底是我的意愿还是神的意愿，但是这个确实是神的意愿。
He created you to love Him.
他创造你好叫你去爱他。
He knew that we would sin.
他知道我们会堕落。
He knew that we could not love Him.
他知道我们一定不会爱他。
This is what makes the Lord Jesus coming 2,000 years ago so wonderful.
这为了这个原因，两千多年前耶稣基督来到人的世间。
We have that during this Advent Sunday, as month, Advent month.
我们甚至在这个十二月整个月里面都在纪念。
And passages like Isaiah 40 to Isaiah 66 become the passages for the month of December.
以赛亚书，第四十章到第十六。六十六章都成了我们这一个月想要纪念的经文。
And let me add, those passages are for the rest of the year.
让我再加一些，为你今年年末的时候记住这些。
See, we celebrate Christmas a little bit different than the world celebrates Christmas.
我们基督徒来庆祝圣诞节，与这个世上的人是有所不同的。
For us, brothers and sisters.Christmas is every day.
对我们弟兄姊妹们，圣诞节是每一天的事情。
God looks around from to and fro across this earth every day, looking, is there a Bethlehem?
主每天在这儿一看，探头看，看我们这有没有一个伯利恒等着他。
Is there a Bethlehem heart?
我们有没有个存着伯利恒的心？
Is there a Mary's heart?
我们有没有玛利亚的心智
？That will receive him.
好来接待他。
So that he can share his love in our hearts.
这样他可以与我们一同分享他的爱。
Removing that heart of selfishness and self-love and me.
我们就可以把我们的自爱和自怜。关于所有事情，关于自己的驱除出去。
And replacing it with the very heart of Christ in the Spirit.
取而代之在灵里面，以基督的心为心。
That is God's will.
这是神的旨意。
And by faith we enter into that.
做这一切是藉着信心。
Also, there's going to be a reality, Paul says, 3:10, that I know him.
还有一个重要的一点就是藉着信心好叫我们知道他。
There must be not just a mental knowing but an experience of this Lord.
不是只是在头脑里想要知道他。
That even when you're at work tomorrow and there is a December 31st deadline, you thank God the peace of God fills your heart.
而是在我们经历当中经历它，甚至到现在，你知道，如果说十二月三十一号你有一个必须要做的事情要做完的话，你的心里也有平安。
And when you thank the Lord for that peace right in the heat of battle at 10 o'clock tomorrow, that's loving the Lord.
就是在这一切的征战和慌乱当中，你始终有你的平安，这就是对神的爱。
That's ministering to the Lord.
这就是侍奉神。
Ministry, brothers and sisters, is first to the Lord.
侍奉第一是向着神。
Ezekiel 44:15, see the priest, the ball, ministering to the Lord.
以西结书当中我们看见，这些，priest, 祭司 ，sorry, 祭司第一点就是来侍奉神。
To the degree that we minister and love the Lord, we're able to what? Minister to one another.
我们爱神也可以，彼此的相爱，彼此服侍。
If brothers and sisters, we are to respond and love Him, it's going to be by obeying His commandments.
弟兄姊妹们，我们只有急着顺服他，遵循他的旨意来爱他。
The Lord often says to me, "Say I am sorry to Helen when my voice has been curt and surly."
我经常如果我的言语有一些声音大且不太柔和的时候，主总在我的里面提醒我，对 Helen 说，对不起。因为我不太有礼貌。
He says, "Tell Helen that you are sorry and ask for forgiveness."
就主就在我的里面告诉我，对海伦姊妹说对不起，请她原谅你。
If I do not do that, the love of God in my heart evaporates.
如果我没有这样照着主所说的去做的话，爱就被蒸发了。
No love for the Lord and no love for Helen.
不爱这样的话，我就不爱，没有爱主，也没有爱海伦。
And this explains, brothers and sisters, why there's so much weakness in the body.
所以这个原因就是为什么在我们肢体中有许多的软弱。
Little, we think, little insignificant things, little foxes that spoil the vine.
就许多这些小事情上破坏整体的大局。
But they're huge. They prevent us from obeying the very first commandment.
这样的话，就使我们甚至不能遵循第一个诫命。
The Bible says, if you violate any commandment, but in this case the first commandment, you have violated them all. If we violate the first commandment, if we do not obey the first commandment, we've disobeyed all the commandments.
如果我们没有遵循诫命的第一条的时候，意思就是说，所有剩下的诫命我们一条都没有遵守。
How can we love Him?
我们怎么才能爱他呢？
Washing one another's feet.
我们要彼此洗脚。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
We have many opportunities already in the last 2 hours to wash one another's feet.
在过去的两个小时之内，我们有许多的机会可以彼此洗。
Ever been sitting at the Lord's table and someone comes in and they might have babies and you can just see there's a lot of pressure and their face might be scowled. What do you do?
如果我们来到饼杯的面前，我们就已经有许多的机会，比如说有些家庭里面有孩子，他们来到饼杯的面前就有许多的压力，有小孩在吵，那我们看到这样的情况，我们要怎么办呢？
Well, the natural thing to do is from our flesh is, well, I knew that person shouldn't have a second baby.
所以那如果从我本性来说，我心里就会想，我知道他本来就不应该有第二个孩子。
God has called us to pray, Lord, give that sister grace.
主就在我们心里呼召我们，叫我们来祷告，为这个姊妹祷告，给她足够的恩典。
Oh, we are so quick to be critical.
我们去发怨言和批评的时候是如此的，我们总是去评论别人。
That is the opposite of washing.
这个完全是洗脚
We are brothers and sisters.
我们是弟兄姊妹。
When you pray for another brother and sister,
当你为另外一个弟兄姊妹
and the love of God is shed in their heart,
祷告的时候，然后神的爱浇灌在他们的里面。
Number one, they are blessed.
第一点，他们就蒙福。
You are blessed.
你也蒙福。
The entire body is spiritually blessed.
这样整个聚会，基督的身体就完全被蒙福。
Even though no one heard your silent prayer.
即使没有人听见你自己安静的祷告。
If you do that around the Lord's table in the ministry time, it will totally change the atmosphere, the spirit of a service.
即使在饼杯的面前有这样简单的安静的祷告，会使饼杯的气氛在灵里面有一个更新。
It just takes one to bring life.
只需要有一个人来带进生命。
And when you get two and three, pretty soon you have an anointing, a filling of the Spirit.
如果有两三个人一同祷告的话，那么神的灵恩膏就会降下。
And God's presence is there.
神的同在就会与我们在一起。
What is the result then of answering very positively to this question? Yes, Lord, we love you and we want to love you more.
如果我们坚定而积极地说对主的问题，我们说是的，主，我们爱你，并且要爱你更多。那会有什么样的结果呢
？What's the benefits？
会有什么好处呢
？What's the fruit？
有什么样的果子呢
？Well, it's the first of all the fruit of the spirit.
那第一点，你就会有圣灵所结的果实。
What's the fruit of the spirit？
圣灵的果实是什么呢
？Again, love.
第一点，爱。
And this love.Mentioned in Galatians 2:22, can be defined by the eight words following it.
这个仁爱可以被后面所结的八种果实所定义。
What is love?
什么是爱？
It is joy.
就是喜乐。
For God's love is there is peace.
就是和平。
If you're experiencing God's love, there is long suffering towards one another.
如果你真的经历了神的爱，那就会有彼此之间的忍耐。
And there is gentleness.
有恩慈。
There is holy and lowliness. Kindness.
会有温柔。
There is faithfulness.
会有信实。
And there is discipline.
会有节制。
Oh, what a beautiful definition of God's love.
对神的爱的定义是多么的美好啊
This is the
这就是圣灵所果子
There will be an attitude of praying without ceasing when we love God
当我们爱神的时候我们就持一个态度这个态度就是毫无停止的祷告
See brothers and sisters when the Lord is not number one then that means you and I are
弟兄姊妹们，有一个事实，就是如果主不在我们心中居第一位，那么我们自己就是第一位。
And as selfish people, we can also pray without ceasing.
作为极度自私本性的我们，我们肯定也可以不住的祷告。
And all the prayers are centered on me.
所有的祷告的内容都是以自我为中心。
Lord, I need this.
主啊，我需要这个。
Lord, help me.
主啊，帮助我。
Lord, show me.
主啊，启示我。
It's all about me.
都是关乎我己。
But the prayer that Paul is talking about in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18.
但是在保罗讲到帖塞罗尼迦前书的16节、17节、18节的时候
，has to do with giving thanks in all things.
他讲到要凡事谢恩。
Rejoicing in all things.
总是喜乐。
Oh, this is showing our affection to the Lord.
这样的话我们就对主表达了我们的恋慕。
This is the fruit of that result.
这就是我们因此而结的果实。
And brothers and sisters, we become what I would like to call a Romans 8:28 believer.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在已经成为我所要所说的所谓的罗马书第八章二十八节的信徒。
Have you come to that place where you know
你有没有知道
that God causes all things to work out for good?
罗马书第八章八节讲到，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
But there is a condition.
但是有一个先决条件。
To those who know His purpose, those also who love Him.
就是按他旨意被招的和爱他的人。
When we do not have a first love, a best love for our Heavenly Father, then life is a grind.
如果我们对神没有我们起初的爱，我们最美好的爱，那我们的生命就是没有成型的生命。
Why did this happen to happen? I went off the car and I got a dead battery.
我们总是抱怨为什么这样的事情发生在我的身上，为什么我的车瓶里的电又没有了。
I woke up and I have this cold.
我早晨起来发现我得了感冒。
Why is this brother in the Friday night meeting? I wish he was not in my group.
为什么那个礼拜查经聚会有这样一位弟兄在我的组里，我真的希望他不在我们的组里。
I'm going to get into another group.
我要回组。
What's wrong with the president?
总统怎么是这样的一个人呢？
God causes all things. God is behind everything.
主在仍然做王掌权。
Now it took Job a few days, many months, to learn this fully. He understood Job took time.
我希望你在最近的一段时间里能够仔细地读约伯书。
He knew this principle. He lived by this principle.
约伯知道这个经历，知道这个原则，他靠着这个原则而生。
But God allowed him to be tested.
但神允许他受到试炼。
God orchestrated the experiment.
神设计了这一切的事情。
Not Satan.
不是撒旦。
God allowed, God caused Satan to do this.This, but not this.
神允许撒旦做这件事情，做这件，但是不允许他做另外的一切事情。
And it's a beautiful example for our own lives.
这对我们生活本身是一个很美好的见证。
When we start loving the Lord with all of our heart, brothers and sisters, something will happen in your life.
当我们要以全心来爱我们的主、我们的神的时候，我们也许会经历一些事情。
I'm going to say something here that might be a little bit difficult.
我要讲的可能听起来有一点难。
God does not necessarily change the environment.
主他不一定要把你的环境改变。
We could go through even this front row here, starting with myself, a widow, a widow, a widower, and two people who have a chronic illness and not been able to.
我们从我开始讲，有这样众多的人都受众多的不幸和疾病。
But your testimonies to this.
我们可以问你，你会也有许多的见证。
God.Does not very often change our environment.
神不会总是把我们的环境改变。
Life on this earth is painful.
在这个世界上生活本身就是一个痛苦的
经历。There is much suffering.
也会有许多的试炼和痛苦。
There is sorrow.
会有许多伤心的事情。
But for those who love God with all their heart.
但是对于那些全心爱主的人
，Like Elizabeth Prentice carries them through it，
就像 Elizabeth
the author of the song, just like that.
就像刚才诗篇的作者一样，他会带你经过这一切。
Lift them above it.
把它抬升。
Give them the spirit of Christ.
把基督的灵放在里面。
They become an offering for the Lord.
成为爱的祭。
And the Lord smells the fragrance of Himself.
主自己闻到这个祭物。
How many prayers we pray, Lord, take it away, remove this.
我们有没有这样的祷告，就是主啊，把这个挪走，把这个拿走。
In 2012, brothers and sisters.
在2012年，弟兄姊妹们。
The Lord wants to take us out of diapers.
主想要把我们的带的纸尿布脱去。
He wants to take us out of that pimply stage of adolescence.
他想把我们从这样不成熟的孩子时期带出来。
He wants to lift us up.
他想把我们升高到另外一个阶段。
To another plane.
到另外一个层次。
The hallelujah ground.
到一个哈利路亚的境地。
Beulah land, those songs that we sing here.
像我们刚才所唱的诗一样，美好的境地。
All pivoted on.
这所有的事情都集中在一个问题上。
And the Lord is asking each one of us, each one of us, that question this morning.
就像今天早晨神对问我们每一个人这样一个问题。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Or is there something else?
还是你在爱其他的东西？
Is it your computer?
你是爱你的计算机吗？
With the computer games and all the entertainment that it affords.
是不是计算机里面一些的游戏和一些娱乐节目？
Some other type of entertainment.
还是其他的娱乐的形式？
It can be a hobby.
可能是你的爱好。
It can be ministry.
也可能是你的侍奉。
Over the years, I have known many men of God, preachers of God, who have made ministry.An idol and their first love.
这么多年以，我就发现我经历过许多的，甚至包括讲台的讲员，他们所侍奉的都不是真神，他们就是侍奉自己，把爱给自己。
The safest place for all of us to be today, and as we enter into the new year, is in this place of making loving Him our one goal.Our top priority.
所以在新年伊始之时，我们希望把爱主你的神作为我们唯一最重要的目标。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we do confess there are many, many things that often encroach upon your love.
主耶稣，我们知道在我们生命当中有许多的事情来令我们的爱不能让我们来爱你。
Many things take the place of first love.
有许多其他的事情不能让我们把我们起初的爱献给你。
But we are thankful for this morning that it's under the blood.
但是今天早晨我们在你的宝血洁净遮盖之下。
We are forgiven.
我们是被饶恕的。
And now the law of the spirit of life.Fills us.
你自生命的力来充满我们。
And by faith we lay hold of that law of the spirit of life.
藉着信心我们接受这个自生命的力。
That spirit of the law, the spirit of life and love.
就是自生命和爱的灵。
May it fill each one of us.
来充满我们。
That as you open the door now to a new year,
当你展开新的一年的时候，
our love by you might grow.
我们爱你的爱加增。
We can do nothing in ourselves.
我们完全不能靠自己。
This is our destiny.
但是这是我们的意愿。
Make it happen.
求它成就。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉基督的名。
Amen. Amen.